Hey guys, my name is Yin Cheng, and welcome to my podcast show, 88 Cups of Tea with Yin Cheng. Thanks so much for listening in. I'm really, really excited to have you here with me. Oh my gosh, it's Thursday, August 6th, 2 days before the official launch of this podcast on August 8th. 8/8 to pair nicely with the numbers 88 in my show's name. By the way, my birthday is on August 8th as well, so this launch is like a little birthday gift to myself that's filled with possibilities and a new beginning. It's been a really long time coming, oh my god, like a year and a half to be exact, actually. And I can't believe that the day has finally arrived and you guys are actually listening to me right now. So this is my intro episode, and I was actually just writing an email on Monday to a group of really close friends, asking them to help me in spreading the news about my podcast with their friends and their supporters. I actually pulled out my journal randomly while writing this email just to see how long it's taken me to create this podcast. I wanted to let my friends know that it meant a lot to have them with me along the ride. So I pulled out the journal and I couldn't believe it, but I actually wrote down the word podcast in my journal way back at the end of February of 2014. So I actually wanted to share what I have in my journal with you guys, just to let you know how much this podcast means to me and how freaking excited I am to finally have it live and public and to share it with you. At the end of February 2014, I wrote Lifestyle Entrepreneur, and I wrote podcast to inspire entertainers and artists, interview actors, musicians, comedians, commercial actors, writers, directors, casting directors, inspire those stuck in a rut, and inspire them to work hard and pursue their passions, and to stay positive. And I actually wrote down a possible title of the podcast would be Real Talk with Yin Cheng, as in R-E-E-L, haha, very punny. So not much has changed except the topic. Looking back on it right now, it's not so much about actors or musicians or comedians, but it's more so about the journey of storytellers. But with the same exact concept and idea and heart behind the message is to inspire those who are stuck in a rut and to encourage them to work hard and to achieve their dreams and to really make progress and move forward and pursue their passions and to also stay positive. The next time that I mentioned the podcast was April 23rd, 2014. I wrote down 4 full pages of notes about how to podcast. I just knew I had to just throw myself into it. I'm very much a guns out blazing kind of person. Like when I feel very inspired, I just jump and I just go without knowing if it's gonna be a success or not, or if I'll even be happy with the results. I just would rather know that I took a risk, because it would be a way bigger regret for me if I didn't. Let's fast forward to June 16th, 2014. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional because I went through a lot, actually. A lot of growth, a lot of self-growth. And I'm just so happy to finally be here today, right now. Anyway, don't mean to get emotional, but here's a little excerpt from June 16, 2014 about the podcast. It starts with personal project underlined. 88 cups of tea with Yin Cheng. I'm feeling stuck and scared. I know I'm in this transition of moving on to the next phase of my life. My heart is telling me to go away, pick up and fly, backpacking for 3 months keeps blaring in my mind. I want to start a nonprofit organization, but I feel the need to get to know locals first, to see and learn what they really need firsthand. Another part of me wants to finish up all my goals, so I'm stuck wondering if I should keep pounding the pavement and keep doing it till I complete these goals before traveling, or if I should keep doing it till I have enough money to travel, then come back and finish my work, or just F it all, pick up and travel for 3 months, then come back and see where I'm at. I'm torn between videotaping and recording my chats with these inspiring guests for the podcast, but a huge part of me wants to honor and respect the sanctity of one-on-one conversations, heart-to-hearts, and feel like I should just bring my notebook and jot down notes. I'm in the midst of transitioning out of a career and into what feels like oblivion. Maybe it's something to buy time before I travel, or maybe it's something that will take me places to expand my world by meeting new people around the world. I'm exactly where I need to be at this moment and fully trust that I will be where I need to be when time comes. I want to hear heart-wrenching stories, stories that will make me cry, stories that will make me laugh, and stories that will make me fly. This is me at my most potent and my most undiluted. I'm in search of tokens of wisdom and advice that I can bring with me on my travels, in my life, in my career, and in everything. And my goals are to listen with my soul, to learn with childlike curiosity, to love with all I have, and to laugh without any insecurities, and to live with intention and purpose, and write with freedom. And then fast forward to October 8th, 2014, I wrote down 88 Cups of Tea with Yin Cheng, Niche, a podcast that interviews writers, authors, filmmakers, and nonprofit CEOs and business owners 2 times a week. And then the next entry, I wrote mission statement for 88 Cups of Tea with Yin Cheng. For those who, like me, felt lost and stuck in life and could not shake off that feeling of trying to grab onto something, it's a light bulb moment for those who are seeking inspiration. My goal is for listeners to walk away from my interviews with a sense of direction and a thirst for adventure, to feel alive again and to have hope. So as you can see, it's taken a year and a half from idea to conception through execution. It's been a really long ride for me, and it means so much right now just to see how much I've grown actually through this entire process. I was so lost. I felt really, really lost at one point right before the idea of the podcast came about. I got out of a long relationship, and I was at a point where I wasn't happy with my career. I wasn't happy doing what it was that I thought I loved to do. And acting was something that I loved very much when I was younger, but then it got to a point, even working on set, I didn't feel as fulfilled. It was really the time when I just dived into making this short film because I wanted to share a story about bullying prevention. And even though it was a project that made no money at all, I had never felt so fulfilled. It felt so good just knowing that the message was able to reach people. So that time that I mentioned that I was feeling stuck and scared and in a transition moving on to the next phase of my life, it all kickstarted when my family asked me to come back home to New York and to work with their company. My parents have grown to become very supportive of almost anything that I do, which is amazing. But with anything related to creative arts, if the paychecks weren't coming in consistently, then that meant it was time to panic and jump ship and immediately fall back on plan B. But the thing is, like almost all artists, actors, musicians, writers, and creative minds, I didn't have a plan B. I never really do. I know my parents want the best for me. And in their perspective, the best for me means security, especially financial security. And it was a huge shock for me. I had been working as an actor pretty much consistently for about 8 years. And to kind of be told to come back home, to kind of stop playing around, it was a huge reality check for me. Because then I started wondering, what if I did go back home to New York and worked for the company, how would I feel? I suddenly felt so down because I realized at that moment that I wasn't happy with what I had in my life. And that meant the relationship I was in for a long time. And that meant even the career that I had as a working actor. I didn't feel like I had meaning in my life anymore. So after that talk with my family, I stood firm and I said, no way. I told them that I did not want to go back to work for the company. I think it's amazing that my parents were able to come to America from other countries and make something out of absolute nothing. And I admire that so much. They're such incredible business people. And Their hearts are always in the right place. They're the kinds of people who would take a pay cut just so that they wouldn't have to lay off anyone at work. They really, really work so hard because they respect their community of employees. And a part of me has always felt very guilty and really bad that I said no about wanting to work with them. But I knew also that I needed to follow my own heart. And that's something I knew that I could never forgive myself if I didn't give myself a shot. So after that whole reality check of realizing that I wasn't happy where I was, I got out of that relationship and I traveled a lot and checked out cool new things that I was always scared to check out and try. And very much with the help of one of my best friends who would always push and encourage me to try new things and to push my limits and to expand my views on a lot of things. So one thing led to another, and I fell back in love with writing. So I joined writing classes and workshops, and it made me feel so alive. I loved being able to create stories, to find myself through stories as well. It's always been a dream of mine to complete a manuscript for a novel and to become a published author. I also know I want to write a script and possibly even direct it one day. But I knew that I wanted to hear directly from people who did it, who were successful in the things that I wanted to do. I wanted to hear their journeys. I wanted to hear their darkest moments. I wanted to hear what got them out of a rut to inspire me during this transition. I wanted to learn from these pros, from these successful writers, authors, novelists, screenwriters, and directors, and filmmakers. I wanted to pick their brains like they were my mentors. And I realized I wanted to do it together with the community. I wanted to learn with fellow aspiring writers and filmmakers. So this podcast came about so that I could share this journey with others just like me. I wanted it to be as real as possible. As you'll hear in my interviews, I'm not scared to ask the most basic questions. I'm very much the kind of person who will ask questions even if I might sound silly. And I hope that this interview on this podcast does bring you inspiration and motivation to move forward in your careers. This podcast is also for people who are professionals already, who are professional writers, storytellers. For those who might feel a little stuck right now, this will hopefully be the push that you need. And for the aspiring writers, I'm hoping that this would genuinely help you jumpstart your careers or push you one step further through the tips and advice that these amazing and generous guests share. This whole process really has been a journey for me, not only in my career, but also my life. So much has changed over the last year and a half to the point where I just want to turn back time and shake me and say, listen, you'll be okay. Stop worrying. Stop freaking out. Let it be and just enjoy the ride, but keep doing your best and explore and see and live. My God, I've never been happier than I am right now. I feel like I've really found my place in this world. I feel this inner confidence that I never really had before. It's really from within rather than from the outside, if that makes sense. It's crazy to think that a little dream that I had has come to fruition. This passion project is actually happening. Oh my gosh, I'm getting emotional right now. But anyway, I'm in a relationship now that I never imagined myself to be in. I never knew that I could meet someone who could inspire me and motivate me as much as she does. It feels so good to stand strong with something that you believe in. My family is so supportive of this podcast, and they're all rooting for me. My grandpa has been so amazing about this all as well. He's an artist, and I've been bugging him with all of my artwork. He did this beautiful watercolor artwork for me to use for my podcast and my website. And he also drew the sketch for the teacup outline that you see in my logo. So yeah, it really means so much to have his artwork integrated with my work. And it's something that will always be with me. And my friends have been so awesome through all of this as well. My gosh, it's crazy to just think about how much support I have around me and how much love I have. It's ridiculous. Without any of them, I would not be here at all. And it just shows how important it is to have a community, to be supportive of each other. Because when one person succeeds, everybody succeeds. And when you have that support system around you, it makes things so much more possible and doable. It really is crazy just to think back on how long it took, the whole process, and just how amazing these guests have been to be so generous and to share all their how-tos and their tips. And I'll be honest, I'm feeling proud right now. And I'm not one to usually say that out loud, but I feel awesome knowing that I put my foot down with a dream that I had. I've learned that I'm pretty resourceful through this whole process. I'm actually in my bathroom recording this right now. I created this DIY sound booth. I just gorilla glued insulation all around this plastic box, and I have this mic inside this box right now. It's so funny because my bathroom right now, it's all lined with towels, and I close the shower curtain and I have bath mats on the floor everywhere to try to minimize echoes. And this is how I do all of my interviews. I'm literally talking to these amazing, incredible guests in my bathroom via Skype. It's just out of this world to me to know that if you have the will, there will always be a way. And there's usually never an excuse if you really want to get something done. So yeah, this intro episode has been a little bit long-winded, pardon me, as you'll find that I can get a bit long-winded at times, just like my grandpa. You'll have to forgive me. I guess I better wrap it up now. I'm so happy to be where I am at this moment right now. It's pretty historic for me, and I want to thank you guys for being a part of that journey. Really, really means a lot. It's a new chapter in my life that I have nothing but high hopes for, and I'm excited to grow together with you. I really, really hope this podcast resonates with you on a personal level, and I really hope it helps you in life and in your career. So please don't be shy. Reach out to me. Let me know what you think of these episodes, these interviews. If there are any guests that you would love to hear on this show, if there are any questions that you'd like for me to ask, please reach out to me. Let me know your thoughts. I want to hear it. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at 88 Cups of Tea. And thank you again for joining this tribe, for being a part of this tribe for storytellers. I hope you guys have an awesome day and stay tuned for the episodes. I'm so nervous and excited. I can't believe it. Okay, bye.